I'm in a restaurant, and so are you, and we're strangers, and we see one another across the crowd, and I catch your eye. Actually, you catch mine, because you're looking at me, and I feel you looking at me. And I stop what I'm doing with my friends, and I look up and I smile back at you, but there's this little glint of something in your eyes, and I know that you're just as dirty as I am. So I play it cool because I know what's going to happen. I know that you're going to approach me. Maybe actually, I don't know. So I walk down the hall towards the bathroom, and as I approach the door to grab the handle, I feel a hand on my shoulder, and I turn around, and there you are. You followed me. I say you hunted me down like a panther, but that would imply that I didn't want it. And you have me. Just by looking into your eyes, I know you have me. There's a door to the left of the bathroom. It says, employees only, and you put your hand in mine and interlace my fingers, and we both know what's about to happen. And you open that door, a storage closet, and you lead me in there. And I can tell by the look in your eyes that you only want one thing. You've been thinking about it all night. You don't want to fuck me. You just want to know how I smell, how I taste. You slowly kiss my neck, and then you stick your tongue in my mouth for a minute and hear me moan. Then you put a finger in your mouth and moisten it, and you trail your finger from my knee, under my skirt, up to my panties. When you get to my panties, you whisper something in my ear like I knew they'd be lacy, and I chuckle a little. Of course you knew. Then I feel you slowly move the fabric aside. You can sense my anticipation. You're feeding off of it. It's only making you hungrier. And I nod at you slowly, as if you're asking permission for something I want so badly. And you dip your finger inside me. And I gasp a little because I want it. I really, really want it. Then you take my hand and you press it against your hard cock through your pants. And I feel the outline of you throbbing, begging to escape. Then you take your finger out of me and you slowly put it to your mouth again, all the way to the knuckle, and you pull it out like you're licking caramel sauce off an ice cream sundae. Then you turn around and walk out the door, and you leave me there panting and wanting. And that's when I realize you. It's you. And I never see you again.